And what's going on, people? Shocking, isn't it? You get to see my face today. Not all that. Tried to do the solo video, but for some apparent reason, I always get distracted when I be recording, what have you. It's easier for me to do something with a co-host because I have someone to bounce off of when I'm talking or what have you. Then I be feeling like I'm looking stupid as shit when y'all look at me. So, for YouTube, Rumble, and all these other spots, and even Spotify, I figured I'll start doing a little video recording every now and then, you know, so y'all can see my face and see how y'all react to when I'm by myself. There's nobody else on the other screen. So with that being said, welcome to the Smokers Lounge. And you know who I am. I am Kavanaugh, the Southern Champ, a.k.a. the Porn Rap Star. Find all my links with one link on my links.com/Porn Rap Star. Four sponsors. Let me get through them quickly. Because I don't feel like doing a long, drawn-out shit. It's early. It's in the morning. It's around noon. First one being the highest adult magazine, the Game Racism Magazine.com. Next up, award-winning Voiceover with Snut. Great virtual reality side, BlushErotica.com. And for all your candle needs, whether it's sexual or sensual, either way, go to the Kinky Candle Company. They're on Etsy. Link is in the description. And if you need some legal help, check out my girl, the Queen of Law, Michelle Ferrari. And you can find her link in the description. You can find her on IG and Facebook. Also, you can find me 5 days out of the week on Full Swap Radio in the morning. You know, great way to start your day. As well as SkyHerApp.tv.com, as well as the BGP LLC app. So, well, a lot for me to discuss, a lot for me to get into. So, I was listening to something on YouTube, and I heard that Dawn Staley, who I'm a huge fan of, I was a fan of her when she played in Virginia, actually had a crush on her, and very proud that she has now become a successful coach in females college basketball. You always had Ariama, the white boy up in Connecticut, always winning shit. It's nice to see a black woman killing it. But she made a statement, and I noticed that this question has been getting asked a lot, about transgender women being in the sport with cis women. She said that if you feel that you're a woman, you should be able to play. And in my opinion, no. Let me make this clear. And transgender women can get upset all the fuck you want to, but you don't see transgender men sitting here screaming, I want to go play in the NBA. I saw one transgender man want to get into boxing, men. And none of these dudes would take up on a match, because their biggest fear was they were going to beat the living shit out of this woman. And technically, even though, yes, she is a man, she was born a woman, her physiology is of a woman. Meaning that when they go look at the, when they scientifically go look at her bones, they're going to say she's a woman. The scars might tell them on the bones that she might have been transgender, but they're going to say she's a woman. When you go to the doctor, I do not give a damn how much of a woman you consider yourself, they give you a prostate exam no different than a man. You do not have, you don't get breast cancer. Women do. But I digress. I know I'm pissing off some people and I give two shits. A transgender woman should not be able to play with cis women. Simple as that. I'm sorry. I don't see how that is even a conversation. If you want to have, make a league, that's fine. But no. Like, this one lady trying to make the thing of like, would you have a heavyweight go against this? Would you have an Olympian go against a paraplegic? No. That's not the best example. I'm not seeing any women trying to go to the NBA. Let's go there. Y'all keep talking about transgender women being able to play in the NBA and play college ball. But I don't see nobody sitting here saying, well, why can't a woman try out for a college basketball, a men's basketball team? Why can't a woman try out for the NBA? No. But y'all want transgender women who is technically a man who's was born in the wrong body, or I'm just being culturally correct, so my smoke's gonna understand. The transgender woman is a woman who was born in a man's body, and she now wants to have the outward appearance of a woman. That's what it is. Keyword, you were born with a man's body. The transgender females that I talk to in porn, they all have a dick, and some of them got a bigger dick than me. Or, as they like to say, and we should say, bigger clit. There you go. They have a pussy. Cis women have a pussy. There you go. But the point being is, these are still men. But see, you want to know the reason why Brittany Griner and all and Don said all of them are saying this shit. Yeah. It's okay. If transgenders see themselves a woman, they should be able to play. Because they want to. This is about money. The WNBA girls, think about the argument they had about Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. And them motherfuckers, people was tripping and was in an uproar when they heard about the salary that these girls was making. Smoke that over for me. So having transgender women in the WNBA, they feel would, one, generate more attention, more traffic, more ticket sales, more TV, hence more money. They're willing to do whatever it is so they can make more money, so they can get the NBA salaries. Not realizing that if you allow transgender women to actually enter the WNBA, it's going to change the dynamic, and you're going to start seeing less females on the court and more transgenders. Because you want to know why? Because they're going to be dunking. They're going to be doing some spectacular shit that the women can't fucking do. Hands down. And guess what? Y'all gonna start complaining. Well, it seems like none of the females get on the court no more. Because the WNBA gonna see how the attendance go up because dudes might start getting involved. But I think on the other end, it's gonna be a backlash if y'all do that because people gonna look at y'all like, okay, then why can't the females come to the NBA? Let's just forget men's and women. Let's just go ahead and combine all of it. And guess what ended up happening? Women going to be on the bench. And y'all going to complain. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. If you want the WNBA to be successful, do it with the women that y'all are pulling from these college ranks. Don't become I'm not even going to say a cliche, a shit show. Y'all should not become a circus. And if y'all add transgender women to the mix, y'all gonna become a circus. Because you're gonna have dudes that don't even look like a woman, just put on a wig and say that they're transgender, and now they're in the draft and they're going in college. Y'all can eventually make the money and eventually become popular. Guess what? It takes time. It took the NBA time for it to become popular. At one point, the NBA was not as popular as that of baseball nor football. Think about that. Think about the football players back in the day. They had to goddamn go do professional wrestling or work an off-season job because they weren't making money off the shit. It takes time for a league to make money. The WNBA ain't been in existence that goddamn long. The success of the college game will eventually translate to the pro game. But what you don't need to do is try to add transgender men. So what? Y'all can make more of a profit. But what you're going to do is you're going to destroy the integrity of the WNBA, of the sport. If that's the case, then they should not be any gender sports. Guess what? Females should be able to go play football with the men. The problem is that y'all want everybody so excluded. Guess what? There's some things you just can't be excluded in. There's some things you can't be included in. Some things is not your lane. So, yeah, y'all go ahead. Let the WNBA let transgender motherfuckers in, right? But it's funny, I don't hear none of the transgender women talking about, I should play men's basketball. I should go against the men in swimming. I should go against the men in this. No, because I'm a woman, I'm supposed to go against women, even though physiologically-wise, outwardly, I'm a woman, but inside, I'm technically a man. I'm stronger than any female that I probably would go against. I would have a obvious height advantage, strength advantage, weight advantage, or what have you. But you don't see the transgender women saying, yo, I want to try for the NBA. You want to know why? Because they know they're going to play with the women. They'll get their shit off way more than they go against a man. And they know that the NBA ain't going to allow that. They're not going to allow a transgender woman nor a transgender man to ever enter one of them locker rooms. But y'all want transgender women to come to WNBA. I digress. So I just had to speak upon that. So I hope I didn't piss off too many people with my thoughts. And I'm pretty sure I echo a lot of thoughts that other people have. But to me, some things, you shouldn't include everybody in it. It's a reason why things are separated. For fairness. And safety. You know, period. I mean, even in professional wrestling, with Giselle Shaw, and they're able to... if you notice, Nia Jax is a big woman. She didn't hurt people. We have not heard Nia Jax. Excuse me. Nia Jax. We haven't heard Nyla Rose hurt anybody. We haven't heard that Giselle Shaw hurt anybody. And it's professional wrestling. You feel me? That is doctored. The wins and losses are doctored. The moves might be real. They will be painful. They will hurt you. They can't kill you. But you know who's winning walking in. So they can take more precaution than that if it was an actual sport and you didn't have a clue. And you're going to win. Yeah, go ahead and put a woman in the UFC. Go ahead and put a transgender woman in the ring with a woman in the UFC. We actually saw what happened with that. Her skull got fucking goddamn fractured. But y'all keep trying to get them in the... But for now, I hear transgender men trying to get into men's sports. You know, but I digress. You know, I'm still don't understand why the hell we're calling women and men cis anything. It's maybe I'm just old school. Huh? I'm still learning, people. I'm still learning. So, well, it is beef in the air. I don't know what happened. Cat Williams at the beginning of this year set off a time bomb. And this is a time bomb that has now expanded through genres. And hip hop, I don't know, maybe it just people just getting the beat bug, but every other day I hear of a new diss track. So right now, let's just keep it 100. Chris Brown has the best diss track. Chris Brown is winning his beef hands down. Quavo, that's how you drop a diss track. That's how you handle a diss track. Oh, and by the way, he's not online trolling. He's not doing any of that shit. But then we have Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole. Now add Rick Ross. And now Kanye. Kanye has now dropped a remix to Like That. Or excuse me, well, they dropped a remix to Like This, and Kanye is on it. And Kanye was hard. Hard with it. So now Drake got one more person to add to the list of motherfuckers that want to take on Drake. And then Drake decided he want to drop another diss track using AI, using Snoop and Tupac. I keep saying this is probably the, out of all the beefs, actually, if you want to be honest, the Drake and Kendrick, y'all may not like me saying this, it's the worst beef. Because one, AI is playing more of a factor in this beef than any of the other beefs. I saw Hurricane Chris and Kevin Yates having a beef. I like their beef. They drop tracks. There's no internet shit. No, we got Rick. Let me tell you the reason why I say this is the worst beef. Rick Ross is winning off a troll. Drake dropped a track with AI trying to goad Kendrick Lamar into dropping a diss track. And here's the point. AI, we already have the issue with AI trying to figure out which diss track is a true diss track and is actually from the actual person, which is muddying up the beef with them. Funny how it's just the Drake and Kendrick that we had this problem with. Rick Ross did it right. He came out. You knew that was his diss track. The first one I heard, I thought it was a fucking AI. But he claimed it quick. It wasn't even a question. Drake drops the shit, say it was leaked, allow everybody to question whether it was an AI. Then he finally decided to say, no, this is my shit. Now he drops one with AI, which tells me that y'all got mad at Joe Budden when he said that Drake is really embedded with the record labels. Guess what? Why is it that Drake dropped a diss track with Snoop and Tupac's AI? Now, I know everyone kept saying it was kind of smart because he's trying to ease the blow for when Kendrick drops this track, and he's saying he's doing the 8 Mile Eminem. I'm going to say everything that you can say about me to leave you nothing to say. But Drake, you just proved right there that you an industry nigga. Because now you're making it cool for AI. You're making it cool for record labels now to possibly use AI and phase y'all out. Because did he get clearance for all this? Did Snoop know? I mean, Snoop don't give a shit because I guess it keeps him relevant. But they said, oh, well, Drake didn't put it for it to be sold. Drake didn't do this, and Drake, you know, basically is cool because he's not profiting from it. No, it's not cool because he shouldn't have done it. So now you give that gray area that record labels can say. Now you're giving a gray area for people to use. See? And it's funny because everyone's saying that Kendrick's on the clock. Yeah, Kendrick's on the clock, you know. But that's because the way social media is. Y'all want that instant gratification. Because everything's in your face. You know how much commentary and breakdowns of these beefs that I done heard in the past couple of weeks? Every angle you can think of, every scenario you can think of. And to me, it's making this whole thing suck. Because like I said, everything is being done online. It's trolling. You drop the song and then you troll for about the next 2 weeks. And what's funny is, Drake really, if you notice, ain't really saying too much to Rick Ross. Because it seems like to me, Drake don't give a fuck about Rick Ross. He cares about one person, Kendrick Lamar. But now Kanye ended the beef. And which is understandable. It's like, I truly believe it, like, because a lot of people keep saying it's pussy, it's this. No, I think these niggas see what Drake is doing with the labels. And it ain't got anything to do that he making money in the back end. It's, how can I put this? It's the same reason why the WWE fans turned on Roman and why they're trying to start to turn on Cody. We see he's the guy that y'all trying to push down our throat. He's the red bone nigga that ain't from the United States. If you notice, look at all these actors and actresses that are from London that are getting prime black American roles. Think about that. Half these motherfuckers, you didn't even realize from England until you actually heard an interview and they used their real voice. How many of y'all thought Idris Elba was from England? You thought he was from Baltimore, New York, or what have you. You know what I'm saying? Damien Idris. Franklin. Your boy that played Fred Hammonds. English. Shit, you can go to some of the white actors. Yeah, everyone thought Superman was from over here. This motherfucker from England. The point I'm trying to make, this is no different. And what they're trying to say is that Drake is kind of a plant. Because when you think about it, yeah, Drake ain't no thug nigga. Drake is actually a Hollywood nigga. He was an actor. He was already in the mix. I'm going to ask y'all a question. Please explain to me. Do you remember Drake before he got with Young Money? Did you hear anything on SoundCloud from him? When you think about King Von, you think about all these guys from Jay-Z to this, that, and the third, right? They came from out of nowhere. Drake was on a label with Wayne, and then all of a sudden, he's like the most popular dude in hip-hop. Similar to that to Jay-Z. Nas didn't become that powerful. Similar to a Puff Daddy. We don't know. Biggie never got the chance to see how powerful he became in the industry. They're trying to say that Drake is kind of a plant, but a different type. That the industry uses Drake to push the narrative. That's why they keep saying Lucy is your whatchamacallit. Because think about it. They tried to do an AI rapper and it didn't work. So now, what the mistake we made? Oh, we need an actual big time rapper to use AI so we can now start implementing psychologically the AI thought process. And who better than Drake? They didn't go to Rick Ross because he probably would have said no. They won't go to Kendrick. Vince Staples, when he was on Joe Budden, and he was rambling. And I know mother was in there like, he ain't even talking about the beef. No, he was talking about the beef. What he was saying was, these labels want this beef. Because with this beef, now ain't nobody looking because they're more concerned about these niggas dropping. Let's test run some shit in the midst of this beef. You get what I'm saying? Probably someone probably stepped to Drake and said, hey, man, why don't you use, you know, Tupac's and Snoop's as an AI debating shit. They might have even paid this nigga a little bit of money to do that diss track like that. Because guess what I've been noticing been popping up? A whole lot of AIs. Dude, I heard an AI of Pound Town where they took Sexy Red's song and made a 1970s version as if it was released in 1970 by the Red Sisters. Stop playing. And I ain't even going for it. I think somebody should use that in the damn movie. And it sounds like it could have came from the 1970s. I'm just saying. Shoot, no different than I be stroking and candy liquor. But the point I'm trying to make is that y'all got to look at it from a bigger standpoint sometimes. The beef is a distraction. The labels is trying to use this beef to, one, make more money and to implement something that will make them money in the long run to where it'll soften the blow when they finally do it. When they finally drop that AI rapper, guess who will end up being the feature on that? Drake. Mark my words. Because think about it. They just used two iconic people for this. Now, probably 9 out of 10, he might have got the okay from Tupac's camp, and he might have got the okay from Snoop. And Snoop ain't saying that. But trust me, that was it was whack as fuck because, one, from the cadence, I know Snoop would not say none of that shit. From the cadence that Tupac had, that was not Tupac cadence. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all say. A dude said, he didn't say nothing about Hennessy and enemies out of this bitch. Yeah, nigga. Actually, Tupac wouldn't even done a song with Drake. He would have told Drake to go fuck himself and probably did a feature with goddamn Kendrick talking shit about Drake. This is the thing that, but more importantly, this is what I talk about when it comes to porn business. You just saw a little sample in the porn business. Eventually you're going to see a scene with a female, a top porn star, and she didn't do it. And a company put it out. And she ain't gonna be able to do shit about it. Think about it. That's the reason why I find that part of the beef, that beef interesting. Because as I understand, everybody loves Drake. I'm a fan of all these motherfuckers. You know, and I ain't even gonna front. Someone said Kendrick Lamar's song is still winning. Yeah, actually it is. That Metro Boomin is still winning, dog. That Drop and Get Me 50 was nice, but I still say that was third. Second was Rick Ross. And now, add in with that Kanye, it really winning. But see, here's a question you got to ask yourself. Okay, now Drake saying, I said all this, because everyone got a sense saying that Kendrick has to come with something salacious to win this. No, he don't. He just need to come hard and strong with the verses. That's what it comes down to. Because let's be honest, he's saying everything that everybody else done said for years. Drake is saying shit when it comes to Kendrick that people been saying here and there. So I don't understand why he think him putting this out and saying certain things, especially because he was sending little jabs with the Tupac shit and the Snoop shit. He was sending little jabs, but dude, ain't about that. You're missing the point, Drake. Who has the hotter track? Ether was hotter than the two diss tracks that my boy Jay-Z dropped to go at Nas. No Vaseline was harder than anything that the NWA came up with. King of the Hill was harder than anything that Cypress Hill could come up with. 50 Cent, Wankster, was harder than anything that Ja Rule came up with. That's what won the battle. When it was about Queens versus the Bronx, BDP versus MC Shan, who won? BDP. You know why? He had the hardest track. The bridge is over. The bridge is over. Be up out. It's about who has the hardest track, who brings the hardest lyrics. So if Kendrick comes lyrically way harder than Drake, y'all gonna say he won. No matter, he can say everything that everyone, he can regurgitate everything that everybody said about Drake. All he got to do it in a fly way. And y'all say he won. And see, what's crazy is that now beef has changed because AI has changed beef, the way that we view beef. Also, what's about to happen is these tours about to pop off. That's going to be part of the beef. It's a new world, people. It's a new world. But still, old ways still work in the new world. Because everybody else is doing the beef the conventional way. Even the Chris Brown. And what's so funny is Chris Brown out-rapped every last one of y'all. Let's just call a spade. He out-rapped all of y'all. He had the best diss track. Drake, I hope he don't come at you. Because I don't know if you can out-rap him. Shit, you worry about Kendrick. Y'all might need to start worrying about Chris Brown. Cause that nigga murdered the fuck out of Quavo. The only way you gonna win this beef is you had to throw hands, nigga. He said he fucked your ex while you was with her. And you know this sweetie has not said that's not true. Smoke that over. See, have anyone... By the time I drop this, and please put in the comment, or I put in the comment and say, you know, the thing I said about Sweet, I apologize. Have she said anything about her that it won't true? So apparently, Breezy and Tap. And I don't see the issue. I really don't see the issue. So there you go. So, I'm curious to see when, because they're saying Kendrick supposed to drop something in May. So, we'll see. I think everyone's saying, nah, he can't wait to May. He got to drop that. Nah, y'all going to take it no matter what. He can drop the shit December. Y'all be ready for it. And he knows this. Y'all just some impatient fuckers. And once again, like I said, no one gives a fuck. It's funny. I said what Drake got to do. Drake need to drop a project. Each song is for each person. Because it's funny. He's came the hardest at Metro Boomin, which you understand because Metro Boomin can't really do shit. All he can do is make drums and beats. But I just find this interesting because it's kind of like it's like when Boondocks, my man, fuck. Duglicious, Dugnificent. He was like, damn, what did he do to make them niggas so mad? But everybody was saying bullshit. No, here's the funny part. I love Joe, because Joe said this when they brought up what Rick Ross said. He said, how would Ross know? True point. They're only going to tell the motherfucker they didn't want to use. It's like the house nigga. The house nigga knows more than the field nigga. Why? Because he's the house nigga. They going to share it with him and they know he ain't going to go tell the field niggas because he want to stay good with Massa. So at the end of the fucking day, do you think that if this was a plan by Universal, UMG, or whomever it is that the power they be, you think they're going to hip Kendrick Lamar and Rick Ross to any of this? No. Because it's Drake. Drake is the biggest artist right now. And then I'm going to tell you what really tickled me. Taylor Swift dissed Kim Kardashian. Wow. What is going on with the R&B and pop motherfuckers beefing with people? She made a whole song against Kim Kardashian. And by the way, critics is trashing the fuck out of her goddamn album. First time I ever heard anyone say anything negative about a Taylor Swift album in history. So I'm interested how that's going to fly. But I see beef is the new way to go viral. Beef. You want to sell your record? Make a diss track about somebody and you got it. Because guarantee Chris Brown album was going to sell regardless, but now, oh, it's really going to sell. And he probably have a number one single. Think about this. Metro Boomin and Future, the only number one single from their album as we speak is the diss track like that. Think about that. We talking about Chris Brown. Why? This track. Not because of the album, because of what he said to Quavo. So, it's beef. And guess what? Club Shay Shay, Shannon Sharp, you the man that set all this off, because when you pulled Cat Williams on that show, and he set it off with the comedians, which is still going on to this day, still going on, it opened the door for beef across all genres. You went ahead, right after that, what you got? Meg Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj. Lotto, Ice Spice, Glorilla, JT and Young Miami. Yeah, we got Corey Hogan versus goddamn Tasha K. I'm like, it's beef every goddamn well, so. Ooh, and add to it. Oh, and of course, for my political people, you Trumpers, Trump is now in trial. Criminal trial at that. I am so curious how to see how this is going to end. Because if he gets found guilty, are y'all now going to finally say that he is not eligible to run for office? And do I think this man gonna get found guilty? Yeah, it's a reason why Trump is shitting bricks. It's a reason why Trump is worried. He's not worried about whether, because he's not gonna win the election. I don't care what the polls say, I don't see this man win the election. Because he ain't even got enough people that are gonna vote for him on the Republican side, as y'all think. And Biden's going to eat his ass up in these debates. That's if there's a debate to be had, because he's going to be too busy in court. We ain't going to have time to debate. If y'all expecting a debate between two presidential candidates, think again. He's going to be too busy in court. Or he might be getting ready for a prison sentence. And it's funny how they had a poll that stated that the sentiment of him going for these court cases is now becoming an important point of whether or not they're going to elect Trump shouldn't be a surprise that now it's rising. You know why? Because they're seeing the desperation in Trump. And it's a strong chance, very strong chance, that Mr. Trump will be found guilty. And if he does, and if he is found guilty, then what the fuck you're going to do? What you going to do? And so the thing about it is, he done wrong. Period. This is a criminal case. And do you think Trump gonna have the ability? Oh, and he still got to deal with Georgia. That ain't went nowhere. What are these cases gonna get him? And then we're gonna see how many of you law-abiding Republicans. I ain't talking about the Trumpers. They're gonna vote for him regardless. He can sit here and kill a man in broad daylight in the middle of the fucking street. They'll still vote for his dumb ass. I'm talking about the ones that's on the fence. Are y'all still going to go with Trump, knowing that he's a fucking convicted felon? If he was a black man, y'all wouldn't even think about voting for him. If he was a black man, y'all damn sure wouldn't. If he was Obama, y'all would have done everything in y'all power to make sure that he couldn't run again. But because he's a white dude and he's Trump, smoke that over. So I'm done. I think I did pretty good for a video episode. The last time I kept getting stuck and I didn't know what to say. Maybe my mind wasn't right, but I did a good job with the video. So I hope y'all enjoyed it on Spotify, on YouTube, and everywhere else. It's Thursday. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all Thursday. And I'll be back next Thursday. So, you know how we end these things all day, every day. Oh, and I forgot. Hold on. I got extra content for y'all. Let me light this blunt. Let me tell you. Two ways to get extra content. First, for my Spotify users. I got a subscription site on Spotify for you. $4.99 a month. Where I drop what is called Savage Smoke. Where the top male talents come through and we talk to real about the industry from a man's perspective. So we don't sugarcoat nothing. From the women to the producers to other male talent to the fans, we tell the truth, 100% honest. Trust, believe, I got some motherfuckers that are going to give it up. You feel me? The second way and the best way is Premium Smoke Room. That's right, people. Only on loyal fans. So now it gets real wild. Oh, and by the way, if you subscribe to the Spotify, I have old episodes of the Premium Smoke Room, as well as limited episodes, as well as old episodes of the podcast that's on the Premium Smoke Room in the archives on Spotify. Now, back to what I was saying. The Premium Smoke Room, because the best smoke is always premium, and what happens in the Premium Smoke Room stays in the Premium Smoke Room. 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy. 3 sexy co-hosts for you to look at. And the tits come out, dildos might come out, it gets more provocative, gets more unpredictable, gets more candid, gets more honest, gets more crazy. Either way, what you get more of is the Premium Smoke Room. I am the Black Howard Stern of this motherfucker, you feel me? And you can also go to the video store while you are subscribed and check out my personal content. My career as a porn star. So you get to see that I practice everything that I preach on my podcast. So with that being said, you need to go to Loyal Fans, link in the description, and subscribe to the Premium Smoke Room today. And trust me, it's worth it. So I interview all your favorite porn stars. So with that being said, so I pull this. Now we end these things all day, every day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience? We haven't learned anything. Smoke this over. Deuces.